What was that moment like on Saturday? Because, you know, finally you all get over this hump of just going to the Elite Eight, you know, four of the last 6 years. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was amazing doing it in front of the home crowd as well. We were a bubble team, so we didn't really anticipate playing another home game after we played UIC in the first round. So to be able to play an Elite Eight game in front of the Red Cedar Rowdies and a packed DeMarin Stadium it was amazing. And like you said, we've been to the Elite Eight four out of the six last years and failed to get past it. So to be able to do that in front of the crowd and in front of all my fans or my friends and family, it was amazing.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you all haven't, you know, made it to the NCAA tournament national semifinal since 1968. That's a long time. Ryan, during the course of that game against James Madison, when did it become real that, okay, I think we're going to move on now?
Yeah, soccer is a crazy sport. Games can change within seconds. So, yeah, that game was a roller coaster. We went down 1-0 early on, or in the first half, and we battled back, went up 2-1, and then I think it started to settle in with maybe a minute left, but like I said, anything can happen. You have to play to the last whistle. So as soon as the final whistle blew, it was such a relief and it was an amazing experience. And the celebration was epic. It was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah, and that's where I was going next. I mean, what was the celebration like? I mean, I want to know from the moment that buzzer sounded when you saw finally triple zeros on the clock and you guys went wild. What was that celebration like? What did you do that night that you can speak about over the airwaves, of course?
Yeah, I think for me, as soon as the whistle blew, I just laid on the ground and tried to soak it all in. It was pretty tired, to be honest, afterward. And just all the guys came up to me. We all got together. We ran to the crowd. And without the Red Cedar Rowdies backing us all year in that game, I don't think any of that would have been possible. So they were definitely a big part of that, our success, and we wanted to thank them and celebrate with them, and it was amazing. I think we did a Damon Rensing chat because he's had a ton of success in the postseason. Like, everyone talks about Tom Izzo and how he does well in the NCAA tournament, but I think Damon definitely deserves some recognition with that as well.
You can say that again, Ryan, because, I mean, you know, Damon has known this program since the early 90s. I mean, he was a player from 93 to 96. Then he was an assistant under Joe Baum. And then, of course, he got the head coaching gig here at the beginning of the 2009 season. Ryan, for you as a player, you know, who has played under and is playing under Damon Rensing, what makes him special in your eyes? And can you kind of elaborate on the personal connection and relationship that you have with him?
Yeah, I think a big reason why I came to Michigan State was just how much the coaching staff, how Damon Rensing and Kale Wasserman, Ben Pierman, all those guys, they genuinely care about you as a person, not only as an athlete, but how successful you are in the real world, and just making sure that your 4 years at Michigan State shape you and just get you ready for what's to come. So I'm so honored to be able to play for Damon. He's treated me like a son, and we have a family culture here at Michigan State, and it's definitely visible. And I couldn't thank him enough for shaping me into the person I am today. And he continues to do so.
Yeah, definitely. And Ryan, with you being from, I believe, what is it, you know, McHenry, Illinois, right? Is that correct? I think I nailed that.
Yep, that's right.
McHenry, Illinois. And you know, looking back at your high school career when you were trying to pick and choose which college to attend, what was it about Damon and what was it about Michigan State University that you became sold on, that you could possibly do something special here?
Yeah, I mean, Damon recruited me early on. I think it was maybe beginning of my junior year or sophomore year of high school. So it was pretty early, and they were one of the first teams to reach out to me. And that, I think a big thing that I really liked about them was that they actually had a plan for me, and they could see me impacting the team, and they believed in me. And that was huge. Just, they trusted me as a player. They knew that I could have success there. And it was great to just come in with that trust and belief from the coaches.
Certainly. And again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with Michigan State men's soccer senior forward Ryan Sierakowski. And Ryan, you talk about impact. I mean, you scored both MSU goals on Saturday. For you, when evaluating your play this year and your play in that game on Saturday and your leadership, what has it been like to watch yourself grow as a player and a leader for this team? And can you take us through those two goals on Saturday as well?
Yeah. This season has just been, it's kind of been an up and down season, like for me individually and as a team. Like, I think I started off the year in the first five games, I didn't score. And then I think I had a run where I scored five goals and then didn't score for another nine. So, at soccer, that's the game. You can't dwell on the past. So, the two goals on Saturday, I wanted to do everything I could to help the team. We had a great training week leading into it, and credit to the coaches. We really focused on just getting in the box, being dangerous, relentless, and just being a nuisance up front. So it's great to have Dewan whipping in early balls, and Connor Corrigan, having him back is a huge, huge positive for our team. And we connected on the second goal, and it's easy for me as a striker, knowing that I have people around me that can serve in the ball and even take pressure off maybe with the amount of goals they can score as well. Dewan has shown that, and Giuseppe being the Big Ten midfielder of the year, he's great to have behind me. So it gives me confidence knowing that if I make runs and I get in the right spots, that they'll pick me out. And it's just my job to be ready to take that moment, which I was lucky enough to do on Saturday.
And Ryan, I have to ask this as well, because, you know, I remember when we were discussing you all, you know, and your bid to make the NCAA tourney. I mean, you all were, you know, of course you're positive. You're sitting there watching the selection show and you're hoping that that name pops up. But, you know, it wasn't a sure thing. So how do you all go from that, you know, sitting there, you know, watching the selection show, not knowing if you're going to get in or not, but hoping you are and, you know, praying that you will get in and you guys get in, to going all the way to the College Cup? How does that happen? Is it all about momentum at the end of the year leading into the tourney? How does it just click like that for you guys in the tourney?
I think a lot of it just has to do with belief. Like, we knew we played Indiana, who was the number one seed, and we took them to overtime. And we even had, or last year in the Elite Eight, we went up 1-0, and then they came back, tied it up, and we lost in penalties. So we know we can compete with the top teams in the nation. We beat Maryland, and they're another team that are going to the Final Four. And against Akron, with some of the guys injured, we gave them a battle. So we know we can compete with anyone, and we just needed that chance. So as soon as we saw our name called up, we knew it was business from there on. It was a new season, the postseason. Everyone starts 0-0. What happens in the past doesn't matter. It's just what you do from there on. So we knew that as soon as we got the opportunity, we would take advantage of it and just give it all we got.
And that's certainly the message that, you know, Damon Rensing, your head coach, that he stated during this morning's press conference, that, yeah, you know, it was such an emotional high on Saturday. That's all fine and dandy. But, you know, hey, we still got a game here in front of us. You know, we are in the College Cup and we are focused on the task at hand against Akron, a team that you all did play on October 9th and fell in that affair 2-1. So what is this week like? I mean, how do you go from that kind of an emotional high, Ryan, to now trying to lock in and focus before you all make that trip out to California to play Akron? What is this like? What's this week been like for you guys? Even though I only know it's it's only Tuesday.
Yeah. It's just beginning, but after the game is very emotional. It was the first College Cup we'd be going to in the last 50 years. So we let it soak in. We were honored to be in this position, but we aren't here to just take part. We're here to win it all. So we have to refocus this week. We're going to California on Wednesday, and I'm sure we'll have very intense, sharp training sessions, and it'll be all business from here on. And our main focus is getting a result against Akron and going to the national championship.
Yeah, and you all play Akron 8 p.m. on Friday. So what's the schedule like throughout the week? I mean, when do you all, you know, hop on that plane to make it to Santa Barbara, California?
We leave Wednesday. I'm not exactly what time.
Right.
I still have to look at the itinerary, but I know there's a lot of media that's involved and a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes when we get to Cali. So a lot of that stuff we can't control. We can only control how we prepare and just not letting outside distractions affect us. So we're ready for it. We're excited, and we don't really know what's to come, but we're ready to take it day by day and make everyone proud here at MSU.
And during one of the breaks in the first half of last night's Michigan State men's basketball game against Iowa, it was pretty cool to see Damon Rensing lead you guys all out to the hardwood to get acknowledged by Spartan Nation. What was that moment like last night at the Breslin Center? And are you feeling any kind of buzz around campus? I mean, when you're trying to go to class, Ryan, do you have people coming up to you and saying, "Hey, man, good luck on Friday night"? Is it a different vibe right now?
I don't think when going to class, people don't really do that yet. I don't think we have that much that celebrity yet. But definitely going on. In the stadium at Breslin the other day, you don't really realize how much people take notice of it and how much they back you. So being on the court and seeing everyone just give a standing ovation and clap, and they seem really pumped about it. It's awesome, and it's just another motivation, and we're ready to just show what we can do and keep making our run, keep dancing in the tourney.
That's awesome stuff. All right, Ryan, final question. You know, there is certainly an advantage when it comes to this game in playing an opponent that you already saw this season. So when you look back at that early October matchup in which you fell to the Zips of Akron, what will you all learn from that matchup in preparation for Friday night?
Yeah, we know Akron's a very technical team, and they like to have possession. They're a great possession-based team. I think in one of their last games, they scored a goal with a buildup of like 37 passes before they scored. So I think a big thing for us is just to try to break up their rhythm, make it hard for them to play. And we know if our defense is one of the top defenses in the nation. So I'm more than confident we can stop them from scoring. I know their striker is very talented. Egbo, and I have more confidence, or I have a lot of confidence our backline can stop them, and as long as we keep it 0-0, I know our attack can do some damage as well. So it'll be great to play and see how it goes.
That's awesome stuff. Well, on behalf of us all here at WKAR, we are wishing you luck on Friday in the College Cup against Akron. Ryan, travel safely, and come back with the win, all right?
We will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.